It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
God, I love Sparky.
Gosh, he's a legend. Real quick, Spinoni, if I could.
What's up?
I'm so excited, and you know when I get excited, I do a lot. Norm, my father, said hello to you.
Hey.
Told me, he's in the car, slow down. So I'm doing too much. It's payday Friday. I'm excited. So if I've been going too I'm slowing down right now, Spadoni.
I think we're just both excited. Listen, I usually host the pregame show Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. So I'm talking to myself a lot, too. So I just talk and talk and talk. Right. So I need to literally...
He didn't say you. He said me. Okay. But
you know what?
You can put yourself in it.
I'm going to be a good leaner.
Shut up! Hey, Pops, that wasn't you.
I'm going to be a good leader right now. I'm going to take ownership. Even if I don't need to, I'm going to do that. And say, you know what? I could be better, too. Because that's what a good leader does, Guru.
Dude, I
like ownership,
that. Yeah.
All right? What's the leadership right now at the San Francisco 49ers? Who's leading this team in the second half? Who needs to be the leader on offense and defense? Or we're already seeing it with Fred Warner, because I have no doubts about what Fred Warner is. Like, I will take that guy on my team any single day of the week, Guru.
Yeah.
But it comes to the offense now. And Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey is going to make his season debut this Sunday against the Bucs. Who needs to be this team's MVP in the second half for them to take that next step, win the division, and try to go on a run? Because I think for a lot of 49ers fans, I don't know if they should feel this way, but I think some of them do, still Super Bowl or bust in their minds.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Should expectations be shifted at all with how the season's gone, though? 888-957-9570.
No, I'll just say no to that because you got the answer and the gift under the Christmas tree that is McCaffrey in his presence. Now, if he wasn't coming back, Spadoni, then I feel like, you know what, Niner fans, you have the license to alter your opinion. But the fact that you just asked me and Niner fans who needs to be the MVP, it's 23. So he can't come back. Maybe he can, but if he's 65, 70%, it's not like an iPhone charger. You can tell with your battery, oh, I'm at 73% left. We'll never know, but we can see if he's that stallion. So I think it starts and ends with him. And we talk about the red zone issues. We're not used to that. Niner fans are not used to that. But Spadoni, this game is bigger than just the Bay watching in Tampa Bay. The football world is watching, I believe, to see if McCaffrey is up and running, how close he is to his old self, and if this offense can get back to being somewhat prolific, because if it can, I believe teams, even Detroit, are going to look around and be like, here they come. Here they come. This is the team. Oh, it's November. Kyle's in his bag. But could you imagine if somehow McCaffrey comes back and the offense is still somewhat impotent? Then you'd be like, oh, we got problems. Because I don't think the D is going to be better than what we've seen. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Do you think there's a fear factor element with this team still with the 49ers that the rest of the NFC is still?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Really?
There has to be. Now, if McCaffrey wasn't coming back, then no. But you just did it. Arizona, Detroit, all good team. Rams, who are the Niners really scared of to where you could say you got to go up there and win? And if it happens to be Detroit, it would be the first time in that dome. But Spadoni, the Niners are the standard. They've earned that. Can they get hot? This is going to be different. Right now, I think we could bet, Spadoni, they're not going to be the one seed or the two seed. You know, I feel confident in saying that. So can they do it from the five or wherever they're slotted at? But, man, if this dude, C-Mac, is back to being C-Mac, watch out.
It's just so many unknowns with this season so far. Yeah. And it got off to such a weird start. Like, if you're not using the past as a template, I just don't think you can look at the team this year and being like, oh yeah, people should still fear us. I get it. Christian McCaffrey is amazing. He's the offensive player of the year. He also hasn't played all season long and is dealing with an injury that doctors call a ticking time bomb.
The Cadillac!
Bilateral,
the
Achilles tendonitis. Yeah. Yes, it's not good. So, like, I don't know what to make of this team right now. And I think that's why, you know, teams like the Lions, teams like the Packers, like, I don't really think they're fearing this team right now. Even if they do, you know, go on a little bit of a run, quote unquote, or they win the division. Like, if I'm the Lions, I'm be like, okay, yeah, I got Amon-Ra St. Brown. I got Jared Goff, who's an MVP candidate. I got Sam Laporta, who hasn't done much, but I know what he can do. Wow. I've got Jahmyr Gibbs. I've got all these players still that, you know what? Your defense hasn't been amazing. Leonard Floyd, who? Like Nick Bosa? Okay, yeah, we can handle him. I just don't think there's that fear factor with the San Francisco 49ers right now. Can they change that? I think it needs to start in Tampa. Like, you win that game, you win, and I'm not saying you have to win it handily. Like, there's no, last year, there was two scoreboards, as you like to say, Guru, right? It's like, you can win a game, but you need to win the style points.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think we were going into that game, I was filling in for Chasky last year on the Morning Roast, and Bonta and I were talking about that Cleveland game, and I was like, yeah, you can't just beat Cleveland. They're starting P.J. Walker. You need to destroy them.
And they lost.
And they lost that game.
Yeah.
In the elements, in the rain. And I think, get on this Ken or Sam in the back, I think there's going to be some elements in play potentially on Sunday, which would make things even more interesting. Because what do we know
about? I thought it was going to be hot.
Well, it's hot and it could be raining. Oh, that's whoa. The East Coast, Goo, as okay. You know, in Florida. Humidity.
Purdy with the wet ball, not...
That's a thing,
you know, something to write home
right?
about.
Exactly.
I didn't know it could be some precipitation.
So if we got some meteorologists out there, 888-957-9570. I don't think Bud in Oakland is a meteorologist. We'll ask
Bud
him.
Bud Rock.
Bud, what's going on, man? You're on with Spadoni and Goo. What you got on the Niners?
Hey, you know, I'm more like a mad scientist than a meteorologist, man. Hey, Goo, I just want to say, you know, one of the worst ways of being let down is not even getting a response at all, man.
Man,
you know,
that was, I'm still dealing. Yeah, no man. Doubt. I appreciate you. I'm going to return the ring.
Hey, Spadoni, and you know, with a name like Spadoni, I'm going to do my, you know, my Steiny impression.
Spadoni.
A name like Spadoni, you wouldn't have to guess if you're an Italian. But listen, fellas, I got a question, you know. So as a Raider fan, and I think you are a Raider fan as well, Spadoni. You know, we know how the season unfolds for us every year. I mean, you know, all we can do is, you know, have our season on a hope and a prayer, and we compete, you know. But we know we're going to get the short end of the stick because the league hates the Raiders. But my question to the Niners fans is, every year the Niners has had consistency for the last, 20 years? And I mean from the hierarchy chain all the way down to the kickers. They've had the same consistency across the board. Is that worse for a fan base to have the same consistency and put out the same production every time and not get it done, as opposed to a fan base who's just getting trashed every year? I mean, you know, as a Raider fan, we take all the grief, but I think it's worse as a Niner fan to sit up here and build your team up every year and have consistency for 20 years or plus and can't get it done. What do you think about that, fellas?
So it's basically the old, it's better to loved and lost than never have loved at all kind of thing. You get so close, but you get your heart broken a couple times, Goo, or you'd rather just be in the cellar. I think you would rather take, you know, getting to the mountaintop multiple times, even though you fell back down, than just being a dog bleep organization.
Oh, no doubt about it. And that's why my partner, Steiny, and I just, he really doesn't know me and it hurts. And he thinks I'm just the end all, the be all guy. Kyle hasn't won the Super Bowl. Fire him. Well, you know, no way. Do you know how many teams would love to have two Super Bowl visits in the last 5 years, four straight trips to the NFC Championship? We can have a conversation about, okay, why are you not getting it done? But my goodness, Steiny, Spadoni, good Lord, a dollar for every time I call you Steiny. Spadoni, every time you bring up the Raiders or Dallas, even the Niners, who actually haven't had that parade in almost 30 years, that's Macbeth version in sports. You know what I mean? That's a long-ass time. So to his point, I would never want to get used to, you know, not having a chance at all. I would take the Niners. I would take the Buffalo Bills model all day, every day.
Right, and it's just like the fan base is spoiled to an extent. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Because you've had so much different revolving doors, if you will, around the quarterback situation. You invested all this draft capital in a guy named Trey Lance, who ended up being one of the biggest busts in NFL history. By the way, your Dallas Cowboys should probably start him. They need to start him over Cooper Rush, by the way. See what you got.
They
you
invested think they some still draft got picks. Action, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Right. We'll see. But you did that, and it was such a dumpster fire, the Jimmy Garoppolo experience. You lose both of those quarterbacks, and you luck into an MVP candidate and Brock Purdy.
So it wasn't a dumpster fire, though. You had the best cologne for your mess up.
But it's not that easy, is what I'm saying. We're a couple years removed now from not one but two Super Bowl appearances, and now the sky is falling because you're 4-4. Listen. You're half game out of your division. The sky isn't falling. Yeah. You got back your offensive player of the year in Christian McCaffrey. What's his workload going to be? What do we think it should be? 888-957-9570. I seem to think of this guru, if he gets cleared to play and he's 100%, he's got no pain, throw him out there, give him 20-plus touches. Wow. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. You paid this guy to be the workhorse going forward, and I understand that Kyle Shanahan heading into this season was like, yeah, we got to limit his touches. We can't be giving him 300-plus, 200-plus, whatever the amount of touches he got last year. We can't have that. Well, now you kind of have to, because J.P. Mason has never had this kind of workload before, and we're seeing it now. He's hurt. Isaac Garendo's a rookie. I'm not trusting him going forward.
But you haven't rode him hard, though. So would it be negligence knowing that your thoroughbred has got some nicks and bruises to try to, you know, my Cadillac, if the tranny light is coming on, I'm not pushing it to 100 Spadoni because it might go. I mean, is that negligence that you don't use Garendo, who has shown flashes throughout the season running the rock? Would there be questions on why you gave McCaffrey his regular workload on the first day back at the job is my question.
Well, because you need him to. Like, that would be my answer. Like I'm sorry. Like, if the doctor tells me you're good to go, and I'm sure Kyle Shanahan will say the same thing when he speaks to media later today. The doctor says he's good to go 100%. Hey, go in there. And I don't know if 100% is going to be the right word. Is who's 100% at this point? But the guy hasn't played in an NFL game since the Super Bowl.
Bilateral
Achilles tendonitis.
Both.
Yeah.
So you know what time it is in the field and what we do, the world, the jackals, the media. Can you understand, Spadoni, if I'm looking at Kyle like he's almost in a no-win situation in regard to if you use him like you normally use him, and the one thing you can't control is him getting hurt. If he got hurt, people would be like, Kyle, why didn't you?
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Hopefully we'll have to go down that road.
If Christian McCaffrey gets hurt this Sunday, knock on wood, that does not happen. I'm not going to be here and saying, oh, Kyle Shanahan, dare he give him 10-plus touches in the fourth quarter.
Do you think there'll be some of that noise?
Yeah, because people just like to hate things. People just like to hate Kyle Shanahan because he hasn't won the big one, because he's quote-unquote arrogant, because he gets labeled all these things. The fact of the matter is, he is the best coach not named Andy Reid and probably, what, Sean McVay? Listen, I understand the Mike Tomlins, the Jim Harbaughs of the world, but Kyle Shanahan's imprint is on his team more so than those other guys when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. It's an offensive-driven league, and this guy is one of the best in the business. And Christian McCaffrey is one of the best running backs the game has ever seen. And if he's healthy and he's ready to go, I'm going to have the training wheels off, because the last thing you need, Guru, is a guy that's second-guessing himself on the field. Like,
and that could happen. We don't know what's going on.
That's how injuries start, though. Right? Like, when I'm playing and I'm thinking about it and I'm not cutting with the way I should be cutting, or I have to think about, you know, oh, should I go out of bounds? Should I go down here? Should I slide? Like, as soon as you start thinking about that, you've already lost as a player. So I'm assuming it's going to be 100% ready to go, balls to the wall, Christian McCaffrey this Sunday. And I don't even think that's a hot take. I think they should just feed him the rock as much as they possibly can. Get him involved. Get all that rust off.
Wow.
888-957-9570. Steven Vacaville has some thoughts on Christian McCaffrey. What's going on, Steve? You're almost Spadoni and Goo.
He's easily going to get split with Garendo. One, Garendo's young. And so, yes, to get up to speed. Yes, he's rusty, but, you know, if he has a... He's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, two or three sets of third downs in a row. He's in there for 9 plays. I'm pretty sure Garendo will probably take a series or two. So I just think that, yes, Kyle's very good at having a bell cow. Almost every year, other than the Devontae Freeman year with Atlanta Falcons, he's had a pretty much a bell cow that's always touched the ball, 27 snaps. But people break down. People break down. Wow. So I definitely see a split.
Yeah.
All right, that's Stephen Vacaville. He thinks they're going to split the touches between Guerrero and Christian McCaffrey.
Spadoni, and if it were me, and if it were up to me, and this is just game one, and I'm a scared sports fan, I'm not ashamed of it, I think I would do that. Not give them nine carries, but give 15 to 18 maybe, just so we can live another day, get another week, and maybe that week won't help what he's got going on, and maybe I'm wrong, and we're going to see 25 to 28 touches, but you mentioned something earlier. I don't know how much time we got, Spadoni.
We got 10 minutes. Okay, so I do want to mention, Guru, listening. 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the Free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You mentioned something earlier that hit me in the cardiac, and I've told Stani and anybody that'll listen, I feel like I could do a case study on last year's Niners offense and what I deem its ineffectiveness in the playoff games against Detroit and Green Bay at home. Okay, I feel like I can go to the chalkboard and make an argument that you should have lost both games. You had 7 points in both games at halftime, at home, with a healthy McCaffrey, with everybody there, with Greenlaw, with Armstead. So where I'm driving this bus to, Spadoni, is are we so shocked or sure right now that injuries are the reason that the Niners are 4-4? And again, I do know they're missing McCaffrey, or I'm going Prince Rogers Nelson. Is this just a sign of the times to where last year we saw attrition, we saw a healthy Niner offense kind of not explode at the most inopportune times? So I want to say now, oh, the problems in the red zone are really because of no McCaffrey, and the problems on the defense is because Armstead and Green. But in reality, if I go to that whiteboard, I feel like if we really hone in, maybe there, because what made me have this thought is you saying teams aren't scared of the Niners. Maybe it started last year when Green Bay came in here. And Detroit came in here and put a foot in your ass for a half.
No, it's a good point. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. No. But like, has the league caught up to the Kyle Shanahan offense? Now we'll see, because Christian McCaffrey, I cannot understate this. This guy is a difference maker on all three levels when it comes to offense, when it comes to the running game, when it comes to the passing, when it comes to the trick plays. Every single thing this guy does changes everything. There is a reason why the 49ers were a overtime period away from winning the Super Bowl last year. Christian McCaffrey was a major part of that. But that being said, even with him in the lineup against the Lions last year, against the Packers, against the Chiefs, and those are all pretty damn good defenses. The Lions maybe not as much. But even then, their offense just didn't look good. Has the league caught up to them? Has it been injuries? Has it been a culmination? I think it's a culmination of multiple things. I think the Kyle Shanahan offense is pretty widespread throughout the NFL now, whether you look at Sean McVay, whether you look at Kevin O'Connell, Clint Kubiak, Zach Taylor. When you look at all these variations, thank you, and they took a big fat L yesterday on Thursday Night Football. You look at all that. You look at just the fact that they've gone to the Super Bowl multiple times, they've gone to the NFC Championship. Like, has anyone shocked this team had a bunch of injuries? That's just what happens when you play a lot of football.
So the wear and tear.
Yes, you see it with the Warriors, right? You saw it with the Warriors when unfortunately.
Only reason they lost, you're right.
Klay Thompson got hurt. Kevin Durant got hurt. Wow. That wear and tear is a real thing, and you see it year in and year out. There's a reason why only few teams have that sustained amount of excellence. What the Kansas City Chiefs are doing right now, trying to three-peat, is almost unheard of. Yeah,
no doubt.
But they've had a lot of injuries, right?
But
they lost Rashee Rice. They lost Hollywood Brown. They've lost a bunch of guys. Oh, and by the way, let's just bring in DeAndre Hopkins. Travis Kelce.
Kareem Hunt. Hey, what are you doing? 24-hour fitness? Come on, join us.
Which is kind of ridiculous. He just looks like the Kareem Hunt of old, which is just, God, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're just another team.
They're the standard right now.
It's just gross how good they are and how much respect I give them. I don't want to give them respect, that they've earned it. Where is that respect with the San Francisco 49ers? I'd ask Niner fans, like, haven't they earned a level of respect within you as a fan to give them the benefit of the doubt somewhat that they can get this thing figured out? 888-957-9570, because there is still part of me that believes, hey, they get in the dance, they'll have a chance. That's right. That you get in there, you have just as much action as the Detroit Lions or the Green Bay Packers or the Philadelphia
Eagles.
I'm
feeling that.
Right? But if they were in the AFC, maybe I'd feel a little bit different. But the fact that I haven't seen another team in the NFC kind of take over and win since the Rams, gives me a little bit of hope if I'm a 49ers fan.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was well said. If this offense doesn't take off with McCaffrey coming back, then Spadona, you got bigger problems. And maybe it started this offseason with Ayuk and Trent. Not saying that's why you're 4-4, but that was sour. That was a sour experience. And then you see Ayuk on the turf. He's done, which is just, I mean, we won't even talk about that because I don't think he'll be back week one next year.
No.
I can't believe he couldn't prove to people, even if he had to, that he was worth the contract. But Spadoni, all you got left on my bingo card, if I'm a Niner fan, is, okay, our Steph Curry's coming back. Watch out, NFL. And if this offense continues to be pedestrian, I don't know what you have.
Wait, I'm no longer
afraid.
I'm cutting you off real quick because you got mad at me for comparing Lamar Jackson to Steph Curry.
Okay,
and he just compared Christian McCaffrey to Steph Curry
For this offense.
Jackson stinks.
Stop.
I miss you, buddy. No, but for the gravity of this offense.
Please. You're getting mad at me for comparing Steph to Lamar.
I think.
Stop. Just check yourself real quick. That's all I'm trying to say, all right?
I am confused right now.
All right?
No, the McCaffrey, like, this offense is McCaffrey-centric.
Yes.
But he is not a quarterback. Okay. McCaffrey, he's the running back.
But
when you bring up Lamar and call him Steph, I got a problem. Like,
he's the most important player on that offense.
All right, wouldn't you say this?
Or is it Brock Purdy with the 49ers? Like, that's another thing with all this.
No, it's Lamar with ball. He's everything, right, even with Henry.
But with Christian McCaffrey on the 49ers, what I'm saying, Gu, like, do you look at him as a more valuable piece than a guy like Brock Purdy?
Yes.
Is that a problem?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
But 4-4, I'm not blaming Brock, but this is what I'm telling you. Are you going to look me in the face, Spadoni, the Italian Stallion, or anybody out there driving and listening and telling me Brock Purdy doesn't look better at his job because he gets to hand off or throw to McCaffrey?
No, he does. But
that's a big, big part.
I think in a weird way, and I think a lot of people, if I ask this question at 888-957-9570, who needs to be the MVP for the 49ers this second half? I think a lot of people will say Christian McCaffrey, because that would mean he's healthy, he's explosive, he's dynamic. I think it's got to be Brock Purdy, because I can't count on Christian McCaffrey to stay healthy the rest of this year. I can't count on Ricky Pearsall to make another huge jump. I need to worry about my quarterback, because when push comes to shove, what happens in the biggest moments? It's Patrick Mahomes making a play to Travis Kelce.
Man.
It's Matt Stafford making a play to Cooper Kupp. It's, you know, Tom Brady making a play to Mike Evans. I need Brock Purdy to be that dude in the second half. And right now, let's just put the round on the table.
I was about to ask you, what has he been through 8 games to you on the Spadoni meter?
I'm doing what I'm comparing to what I've seen from Brock Purdy last season and the season before that, where he was an MVP candidate. He's been pretty mid. He's been pretty okay.
Right.
I need more of what I saw last year, Guru. And
I think that he has his best weapon.
But the fact that he needed his best weapon back kind of signals, and that's a conversation we can pick up maybe on the other side. Tom Brady could lose a guy like maybe a Randy Moss, but he could overcome that.
But that's so unfair to use Brady as the, and I get where you're going, but
I need him to be the dude, though, if I'm going to pay him that much money, right?
Well,
Christian McCaffrey, you know, him losing it. If Patrick Mahomes lost Christian McCaffrey, you know what? I still have faith that he could elevate Kareem Hunt off the bench for all
people. I know
we're
up against it.
Right?
I'll just go here with that.
Is that unfair of me to ask?
No, it's not. But Dak is the highest paid quarterback in the game, and he's not even in the category of those two dudes he mentioned. My point is, Purdy can get his money and still not be those dudes.
All right. 888-957-9570. We're not quite up against it. I didn't want to play this cut from Brian Baldinger, who joined the Morning Roast on Tuesday. Our guy, 95.7 The Game Insider, Brian Baldinger, talking about what to expect from Christian McCaffrey when he comes back.
I don't know, Joe. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if he knows. You know, I mean, I see where the windows open to start practicing. Because his whole game, I mean, any running back, but especially him, his whole game is explosion. Whether it's two-foot cuts, explosive cuts out of your zone cuts, in traffic, his whole game is explosion. And so, can he get the explosive feel back in his legs? Can he do what we saw him do the last 2.5 years in San Francisco, where he's the most dynamic player in the league? Like, if he loses that, what does he have? Is he just a good back?
Wow.
Or is he still an elite back?
And that's Brian Baldinger. He doesn't know what to expect.
He doesn't know, maybe. Talking about the player.
Right? So it's going to be very interesting to see what this game looks like. God, I love the NFL. It's so good. It is.
Sports, man.
I love the NBA, too. And we got a doozy today. Cleveland, this is for you. We don't want to say that. No, right? That's tough. But the Warriors and Cavs getting back in action today. Tip off at 4:30, but 3:30, join us for Warriors Live. Will and Dibs will get you covered. And then the great Tim Roy, who will actually be joining us today. Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors, right here on 95.7 The Game. 1 o'clock with Spadoni and Guru. Cannot wait for that. And there's maybe a little bit of an announcement happening with the Golden State Warriors today. We'll stay tuned on that. Maybe around 12:30, give you all the news and notes surrounding that. We had Mully. We had Festus in earlier.
Yeah.
We got Clay Day approaching on Tuesday.
I got turned down by Tony.
You know what happens? Hurt. You're the California Casanova. You're good, dude.
Used to be.
Oh, no, you still are. All right. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.